No, Conley, for Murphy United to be in the Shield final is one hell of an achievement when you think of the teams that you actually beat. Now, it didn't happen to go your way in the first round against very strong Salt Hill Devon, but you still beat Killala, you still beat Strathaan Foxford, two very strong Mayo teams. So there'll be a bit of confidence going into this final on Sunday.
Yeah, John, we've had a nice run. It's a new squad. We're only on the go 2 years at Merview, so it's all new for most of the players. So they've done well, really, really well so far. As you said, we had a good win against Killala, and Strathaan Foxford in the semi was tough, but we got over that with a 1-0 win.
It sums up how strong the Shield competition actually is this year. If you look at it, you've got Carrick Celtic in the cup final. They're playing Manila. Ye are in a fascinating kind of situation with the Shield final. You're heading to Mayo as well, which is also an interesting encounter considering your opponents. So this is where this game is going to make things very, shall we say, it's fascinating more than anything else.
Yeah, John, it's going to be a tough game, no doubt, because Gertine have beaten a very strong Ettin Rice side in the semi-final, who were like pushing for a premier win in the Galway League this year. They're right up top there with Sawtelle, so it won't be easy, no doubt. And it's in Milebush, as you say. So hopefully everything will go right on the day for us.
Now, how much do you know about Gertrude, or have you had a chance to do any kind of homework on them?
Just a small bit. As I said, they did beat Ettin Rye, and I spoke to the Ettin Rye manager, who did give us a little bit of an insight into them. We'll just do our own game on the day, where I think we're strong enough, where we have a good blend of youth and experienced players who played with other clubs previously. And I think we'll just play our own game, and I hope we'll be strong enough on the day.
The win over that win over Strathaan Foxford, Anita Doherty got the goal in the first half, and that was enough to see you through. But that early strike kind of set you up, and you had to defend after that. And I think it shows one of the strong points about this team is the fact that you have a very, very solid back four.
Yeah, indeed, our back four, as most teams are built, with a good keeper and a solid back four, definitely would describe the way we are at the moment. We don't concede a lot of goals, that's the way we play, and hopefully on the day we'll score enough to win the game.
Can we just talk about the just talk overall? I mean, if you look at the squads that have you've put together for the in the past 2 years, and now the fact that this is, shall we say, it's getting mainline coverage because it's a Connacht Shield final. No different than the men's. And then Umbro Park now, formerly Milebush. That it's great for the game overall, for the women's game overall, to have this kind of final. Getting the kind of coverage that it deserves to get.
Yes, John, as down the years, the ladies' game has grown and grown and grown. And, it's nearly in parallel with the men's game now in the Galway League, especially with the underage. I've been involved down for over 10 years with Craig Moore. And unfortunately, we had a really good squad there 2 years ago. And we didn't enter the last 2 years in the Galway League due to players leaving us and girls going away on to college and so forth. So we have a few Craig Moore girls in at Merview, and John Carr got the team up and running there 2 years ago with Emer Whelan and a couple of the previous Craig Moore girls. And so this year they just asked me to come in and give them a hand out, and it's going well so far. We have a good blend of our players from, as I said, through the youth system in Merview, and a couple of new girls have come in that have been in college in Galway and so forth from outside Galway. And it's blended the team really well,
And is there a legacy thing with this as well, Noel, that because of the team being in the Shield final, that it might encourage more girls to A, take up the game and B, stay playing the game, which is the most important thing of it, because they now know that you've got this competition, you've the Connacht Cup, you've also got the FAI Women's Cup competitions as well, the Amateur Cup, all of these competitions are now in place. So it gives them an opportunity to play competitive football.
Oh, no doubt, John. Success breeds success, as they say. But Yeah, there's loads of competitions. We were a trainer last night, and I pointed out that those that might make the first 11 on Sunday, there's loads of other competitions. We're playing in the local league playoffs now for the championship, which we start in the week after next. We have an Irish Cup game against Knocara away, and of course the Shield final. So there's plenty of football and plenty of opportunities for girls of all levels. Will get games with us,
And it's big for the club as well. Murphy United have always taken great pride, regardless of what level it was, whether it be men's or women's, underage or senior, that when they take to the field for finals, they always get a big support. You would hope that would be the case on Sunday as well.
Yeah, we always had a good few on the line over the last few games. Murphy was a huge club, as you know. They had massive success in the men's game, and most recently in the girls' game, the under 16 girls are in an Irish Cup semi-final coming up. Eimear Whelan has been pushing that on, and it's great to see. And it's only, success breeds success, as I say, and it's great for a club like Murphy to be in a Connacht final for the first time with the ladies' team.